They're going really well, actually. We're just in the final stages of clearing out the existing Maltings building and relocating all of the equipment we've got in there. So everything from theatre equipment through to tables and chairs, putting it all into storage ready for the works to start this year.
I understand you've got some archaeological digs going on before that work gets underway.
We have, as part of the planning permission which we've secured, we've actually got to do an archaeological dig right next to the existing Maltings behind where the Tourist Information Centre building is, to establish what's underneath the footings before we actually start to build the foundations for the new extension.
So when are you hoping all the building work and everything will be finished?
Well, our plan is that it will be finished by summer 2017.
Obviously, this is something that's really important for the town of Wells.
It is. It will have a huge impact on Wells. Obviously, there'll be some disruption over the next 18 months as the work gets underway. But once the building is complete, there will be a brand new heritage and learning centre, a cafe, a shop, a facility that includes a huge new community space, a much bigger theatre. And overall, there'll be opportunities for local people to work in the new centre. There'll be a fantastic new visitor destination right in the centre of Wells, which will be there for local people and visitors all year round. So it will have a huge impact on both the town centre of Wells, but also the local economy.
You mentioned the economy. Obviously, you've got the Sack House, which is actually really important for local businesses.
It is, absolutely. The Sack House is our business hub, which was part one of the project. Again, right in the middle of Wells, we converted that last year into seven business units, which are all populated by small local businesses, many of which are actually working out of things like their own bedrooms or garages before they actually moved to the Sack House facility. And as well as all of the business units, we've actually got another community space in the Sack House, which will be available for people to hire during the build works. So whether it's a party or a meeting or an exhibition, we'll have that community space to hire in the centre of Wells right through the period.
With the lottery funding, this is a great investment for Wells, isn't it?
It really is that the total value of the project is about £4.5 million altogether. So it's a huge investment, but it's one which will pay off, and we feel it'll have a huge impact on Wells for future years and future generations.
Obviously, with the work going on, your work with the public doesn't finish.
No, absolutely not. The build period will take about 18 months, and the main Maltings will be out of action during that time, but we'll still have the space in the Sack House. And whilst the build work is actually underway, what we're planning is a series of events for local people to get involved in, which celebrate local heritage. So it's a series of events right through the next 18 months. One of them is the idea of a community play where we'll work with a director and a scriptwriter to actually produce a script which celebrates the life of Alderman Peel, famous local character, and make that into a play which actually performs around the town. But we would like local people to actually be in that play and be the actors. We're also developing the idea of community banners. So working with people to produce a digital banner, but also a banner made out of traditional materials, traditional textiles, which again kind of reflects and celebrates local heritage. We are going to be doing a sculpture trail, which links the beach with the town centre. We're also doing another project, which is all about oral history. So recording people who work and live locally and their experiences of living in the town and working around the port. And then there are ongoing activities such as the Wells Pirate Festival, which is our main community fundraiser, which takes place in September. So right through the year, there'll be all of these different events, plays, walks, talks, festivals, food events to celebrate local heritage and culture. So although the main building will be out of action whilst it's being transformed, there'll be all sorts of things for people to get involved in.